Mr. Kolosinski, reel one. Where were you born, please?
I was born in Poland, in a small village south of Poland, near Kraków, under the name of Mokrzyska.
Which year was this?
Mokrzyska.
Which year was it?
1916.
Can you tell me something about your family background, what your father did for a living and so on, please?
My father was engineer in industrial part of Poland, in Śląsk. It involves quite a lot of work underneath the earth.
Did you go to school in the place of your birth?
I went to school in the place of birth.
How old were you when you finished your schooling?
4 years schoolings, primary, 4 years middle schooling, and then preparation for the examination, matura, as we call it.
What did you do when you finished at school?
When I finished at school, I reported as a volunteer to army service.
Which year was this?
That was about 92.
Which year? Not 92.
No.
1935, yes. Were you in the army when the Germans attacked Poland on the 1st of September?
I was in the army serving my military service as the second lieutenant in the regiment in Wilno.
Were you a regular officer?
I was in regular officer.
Were you in the infantry or artillery or cavalry?
Infantry.
What was the name of your unit?
Szósty Pepelek. Szósty Pułk Piechoty Legionów.
What does it mean?
The 6th Regiment of the Infantry of Legionnaires.
Can you tell me what happened to you on that day, the 1st of September 1939?
I was with my unit outside Wilno camping. And we got alarm, assembled, and was taken to Wilno as soon as possible to start mobilization of the army, of my unit.
Did you get into any of the fighting with the Germans?
Not the fighting itself, but quite a lot of aeroplane action, and from a distance, motor actions.
Did your unit have many casualties?
We had one battle between our regiment and regiment of the German army, in which the commanding officer of the German army took his life. And that was about half of the young officers in my regiment died in the battle, and quite a lot of private.
Where was the battle?
The battle was, I give you the answer later.
What did you do in the battle personally?
I was commanding officer in the division company. Bicycle company, it was the task of recognize the army, the enemy.
A reconnaissance unit.
Reconnaissance unit. So we heard the battle of the regiment, and we went to join them, but it was too late.
And you were commanding a company?
Commanding officer of the company and first platoon. But commanding officer was friend of mine, Niemcevich.
Did he get killed?
No, he wasn't killed. He survived the war and died after the war in Kharkov.
Were you wounded in September?
I was wounded.
What wounds did
you get? It was quite a lot of marches, withdrawals, surrounding of the our unit, and 23rd of October, I was wounded through right leg shot.
How did it happen?
We started early morning a battle the purpose was to get out of the surroundings and make it to Hungary, but unfortunately both our enemies, Germany and Red Russia, took place in the battle and were heavily surrounded and overpowered. We lost the battle. Commanding officer of the division was personally leading the troops with the rifle in his hand.
And the men in your company all had bicycles, you say?
All have bicycles.
Were you captured personally?
I was captured when wounded. Actually, in the name where surrounding peasants were putting the wounded in houses, after a few days in a field, lying wounded. And a few days, transport was organized and sent to the town eastern of Poland under the name of Zamość. I was there recovering for 2 or 3 months until I left that place to my hometown.
But were you in German hands?
Why I was in German hands? Because Germans were taking to prison camp every soldier which recovered from the wounds.
How did
so otherwise I escaped with the help of the fiancé of my friend from the military academy.
How long were you in German hands?
I was about 3 or 4 weeks.
How did they treat you?
They treated me all right.
How did you escape?
That girl came early. She was nurse in the hospital, voluntary nurse in the hospital, in the high school which she attended. So of course she knew surroundings very well, all the passes and doors and so on. She took me to the station, bought a train to home, and I went to home.
Had your wound healed up? Pardon? Had your leg wound healed up?
My leg, I was heavily wounded, but able to walk.
What did you do after you escaped?
After I escaped, I had first of all at home, first bath in the army, and it helped my wound very, very well. It started to mend very good. In a month or so, it was healed. So 1st October 1939, I was ready to go through the border to Hungary.
Did you manage to cross the border?
I managed to cross the border, yes. After 2 months, I joined the Polish army in the Polish consulate in Hungary, which they assembled young men and sent by train to Hungary. Through Yugoslavia. And we went to Split. From Split, we joined the Polish ship, which took us to Marseille in France.
Did the authorities in Hungary and Yugoslavia put any obstacles in your way?
Well, they help openly, making some gesture only of not helping us.
What happened to you in France?
In France, I had the interrogation, and I was put in a camp which assembled the young officers. And I was waiting for the joinment of the regiment, one of the regiments, to the Polish army, which went to Norway. I was too late. They were already on the way when I joined the France.
So what did you do instead?
So I waited, and my turn, when the next regiment was organized, I was put into that regiment.
Do you remember which regiment it was?
It was 2nd Regiment
of the army. Was this infantry as well?
Infantry as well.
When the Germans attacked France, did you get involved with that?
Yes, I was the commanding officer of the pluton which covered the withdrawal of the regiment and the division as well.
Did you get into any fighting with the Germans in France?
That only skirmish from the distance, some shooting and the withdrawal.
Where were you in May 1940 when the Germans were attacking? Do you remember which French towns?
Well, I was at Plélan-les-Grand. When the Germans attack, and it was decided by the divisional officer to surrender the troops and withdraw every able man in ship to England, which we tried to do it. And eventually I landed in England in the camp near Cooper 5, Scotland.
I think you were recruited to go back to Poland.
I was what?
I think you were recruited to go back into occupied Poland.
I was recruited.
What happened to you in Britain?
In Britain, I was posted to the British regiment, which was in a south coast town, defending it from Germans, as Germans tried to land it. And after 2 months and learning a few English words, I was posted back to Poland, to Polish troop. I never was recruited to go to Poland.
But you became a parachutist, I think, did you?
It was much later, about a year later. I was eventually posted to the 1st Polish Brigade, the name was funny because it was the name Kartkowana Lwiątka. Has been the baby will not wolves, but oh, how you call it?
You said lev, it means lion.
That small lev, because
a lion cub,
lion cubs, because we got from Scottish a batch. On our cubs, lion 2nd, that means 2nd brigade of infantry, and the Scottish tartan. And it was well known until disbanded, because eventually that unit part went to parachute brigade, part went to Maciek division, armored division, and only part was making the or supposed to be making the resupply of people to the fighting brigade.
Reinforcements.
Reinforcements, that's it. So we have been defending Kupar between St. Andrews and I don't know what is it, to the north.
Dundee.
And we make the defense of the coast and having every night guarding the defense there. And actually we have been waiting for the landing of the Germans, which never came. But duty was very boring. From time to time there was German German plane actions on Dundee aeroplane and nearby camps. All right then.
So did you?
And then I was approached to go to Poland. Some of the friends of mine from the same regiment, in the same company, already gone. And it was cover. Well, so really we don't know what they are doing and where they gone. A staff officer from London arrived to the unit, was introduced by the commanding officer, and very hardly recommended by him. So I joined in 71.
In 41?
Pardon? In 41.
1941.
41.
You joined what?
I joined the Polish General Staff, where all those people who jumped to Poland belong, and in 1943, after finishing my preparation, different courses, I went to Poland.
So you trained as a parachutist in England?
Yeah.
Between 41 and 43?
Yes.
Can you tell me about your mission to Poland? When did you parachute in?
I parachuted 43 in March. My mission was to join the Polish underground army.
Did you parachute in by yourself or with others?
I parachuted in group. I was commanding officer of that group of six people. Between them was also the Hungarian man who doesn't speak Polish at all. We only make signs between ourselves. And he was posted by London headquarters to Hungary using Polish underground movement, which devised the arresting of him and taking him to Hungary's border as a arrested man. It was the easiest, because the police were members of the Polish movement.
What kind of aeroplane did you fly into Poland in?
Pardon, what did you
ask? What kind of aircraft did you fly to Poland in?
What time of?
No, what kind of aircraft?
Ah. It was...
A Dakota?
Not Dakota. Dakota was earlier.
A British aeroplane, a Halifax?
Halifax.
Which part of Poland did you parachute into?
I parachuted near bigger town was Radom.
Where had you flown from?
From Radom I was posted to report in Warsaw headquarters.
Was your landing successful?
Landing was successful.
Did you have a reception committee?
We had a reception committee. And we were helped to the train next early morning, in which, in the train, I was arrested by the Germans. It involved papers, personal papers. I didn't have sufficient supplies of the papers. I had only old Polish it's something like passport, but nothing else.
An Ausweis?
No, Ausweis were given when I was coming there. So first words were, "Where is your Ausweis?" I said,